death is always a sad time because it's so final as far as this life is concerned. And I do feel my sympathy, of course, is with his wife, Bernie, and with his family, because I have already been there and my family have been there, and so we know how they're feeling.
Was Martin very supportive to you when you lost Ian?
He was most supportive, he was indeed. And in fact, when Ian was in hospital, Martin texted me or phoned me regularly to see how he was. And when Ian died, he was also very sympathetic.
When was the last time you had a chance to talk with him?
Oh, well, we kept in touch, really. We would have texted one another more than talked. The last time I talked to him face to face was just a little while after, maybe 6 months or a year after Ian's death.
Do you feel like you and your family have lost a friend today, Eileen?
Well, we have lost someone who worked very closely with their father and with my husband. And, of course, Ian and I both developed a relationship with Martin, a friendly relationship. And they worked together very, very closely, as everybody knows. And people generally were happy about it. The general atmosphere in Northern Ireland changed completely and people were more at ease.
How much credit do you think he should be given for that transformation we've
seen? Well, everybody should be given credit, whatever they do, however small it is. And in saying that, I'm not in any way minimising the heartbreak that that IRA caused to so many people, and I'm not unaware of the heartbreak that some paramilitaries who call themselves Protestants caused the hearts of many Catholic people. I mean, we all feel the same. Our tears are the same colour and our hearts ache for one another. And we can't get away from those things that have happened. But God is merciful and he has promised that if we confess our sins to him, that he will forgive us and cleanse us, and that is the greatest forgiveness anyone can know. And people sometimes forget that before the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, who wrote so much of the New Testament, he stood by. He might not have killed anyone with his own hands, but he brought people, he went around and tortured people and hauled them before the courts of the land so that they would torture them and probably kill them. And he stood and when Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was murdered and gave his support to the murder of Stephen. And when God could save a man like the Apostle Paul, who even the disciples of Christ rejected for a long time, they just didn't believe that it was possible for a man like that to be converted. It took them a while to accept that what God had done to Paul. And if God can do that to one man, he can do it to any man or any woman or any young person, whoever they are.
Do you think there's a kind of parallel there in the story of Paul and Martin McGuinness?
Well, Martin didn't get to write any epistles, but God's forgiveness is the same no matter what we do.
You'll have seen in all the news coverage today,
yes,
Martin McGuinness had a very complex personal story. That transformation you mentioned has been,
yes,
much talked about today.
Yes.
How do you make sense of the complexity of his life?
Well, there's nothing impossible with God. Nothing at all impossible with him. And Martin did change. I mean, everybody, no matter who they are, has to acknowledge that. And he did change. You can't undo the past, and it's a tragic and heartbreaking past. For so many people, indeed for all of us. You don't need to lose somebody belonging to you to feel sympathy for other people who have lost. You know, your tears mingle with theirs no matter who they are.
Ian said today, your son Ian today, mm-hmm, said how someone ends their life is,
yes,
much more important than how
they
began it.
That's true. It's not how you begin, it's how you end.
And yet there are some today, some voices we're hearing already, people who have experienced the troubles, victims of the troubles, who are disappointed, who are frustrated, who are upset that with the passing of Martin McGuinness, perhaps some of the answers they hope to get may have gone with him.
Well, there's a day coming when all answers will be given, William, and we're all to stand before God and give an account of our lives to him, and the whole world will be aware of it then. And this life doesn't end everything. This life begins, after we end this life, eternity begins. And that's the great thing. And there's a God to meet at the end of the day. And we've got to think about that. These things are very, very important, and people need to take a few moments. Some people speak as if they had never had a sinful thought in their minds, and they ought to know better, because none of us is perfect. We can't, any of us claim that. And God knows what any of us would have done only for the grace of God.